Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Updated results from last week's primary election show a ballot measure concerning property taxes up by a slim margin. Just 284 votes separated the two sides, with 58,014 people voting for ballot measure 1 and 57,730 voting against. The measure would allow local governments to exempt the first $50,000 worth of a homeowner's property from taxes. Currently, local governments with voter approval can exempt up to $20,000 of the value of owner-occupied housing from property taxes. In other races, Senator Bennie Davis had a 133-vote edge over former state representative Harry Crawford in the Democratic primary for the Senate District M. And Division of Elections Director Gail Funumiai says there are still additional absentee and question ballots to count. That will be done this week. A Palmer grand jury has indicted a Willow man on two counts of second-degree murder and one count of manslaughter. The indictment returned last week charges 60-year-old James Armstrong in the November shooting of 61-year-old Ronald D. Gunter of Talkeetna at a home near Mile 91 of the Parks Highway. State troopers have made an arrest in the suspected murder of Damien Sagasser, an Anchor Point man who was found shot to death July 8th. On Friday, members of the Alaska Bureau of Investigation arrested 20-year-old DeMarcus Deshaun Green at his Anchorage residence. A 71-year-old former Alaskan will perform community work service and pay $8,000 restitution after his conviction for defrauding the state for a permanent fund dividend check. The Department of Revenue says William F. Risto will serve 720 hours of community work service for the PFD violation and for illegally obtaining resident hunting tags. The community work service is in lieu of 90 days in jail. Drivers in southeast Alaska's three largest cities are seeing more flashing lights. Department of Transportation spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says they're being added to traffic signals to show when left turns are safe.
The new, I guess, fourth signal that you'll now see is a flashing yellow arrow, and this means you must yield to oncoming traffic and pedestrians as well before you can then proceed across the lane of traffic.
Juneau got the first flashing yellow signal about 3 years ago. The department is adding eight more to key capital city intersections. Two are being installed in Ketchikan, one in Sitka. Overall, about 50 have been or will be installed around the state. And a Palmer man appears to have set a new world record in this year's Alaska State Fair giant cabbage weigh-off. Scott Robb's entry came in at 138.25 pounds. That's 11 pounds heavier than the previous record, which is set by Steve Hubachek in 2009. Hubachek's 126-pound cabbage came in second this year. Third place went to Brian Shunsky's with a 94.4-pound cabbage at Friday's weigh-in. Fair officials say growers had success this year despite a summer with rain and cool temperatures. Forecast for the capital city area calls for some cloudy skies and some rain developing by this afternoon with some southeast winds to about 10 miles an hour today. High temperature about 56 degrees. Some rain tonight with low temperature about 49 degrees. And then cloudy skies and a chance of rain for tomorrow. Temperatures between 46 and 53. And looking ahead to the weekend, rain is likely with temperatures in the mid-40s to mid-50s.